Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Talus Bay Players to talk about the teen production of Professor How Could You is the director, Barb Hunter. How are you today?
Morning. Good. Thank you.
Glad to have you on. And the producer, Stacey Perot. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Good
Glad morning. To have you both on to talk about the production, which is coming up this weekend. It's starting off, isn't it?
Yes.
And give us a little background. Professor, how could you? Tell us, it sounds like it's based in a school. Can I lead with that?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
It's college, but it's school.
College, sure.
It's a play that's set in, it was written in 1939, but it's set in the 40s. And we decided to keep it in that to give the kids a little bit of fun with costumes,
sure.
Makeup set. And it reminds me of those old 40 movies with Catherine Hepburn, Spencer Tracy. It's got a lot of little snappy dialogue.
Okay.
And I love you. No, you hate me. I love you. It ends up happy.
And we're talking about a comedy?
Yep.
A comedy? Okay.
Yep.
Now, let's talk about the cast. Who's in this?
We've got some amazing actors.
I have been on stage before. Actually, most of them have been on stage before. Mm-hmm. So it's nice that they came back to, increase their resume,
sure.
I guess.
Yeah.
We must have done something right.
You guys do a lot of things right, yeah. For sure. So who's the cast?
Well, as the professor, we have Brendan Diener, who agreed to come in and take over for us when we had an issue. I should say Brendan Sowerby. I can keep messing that up. But he just graduated from CMU with a theater major degree.
Nice.
So he's been super helpful with the kids, the casting, the makeup, the hair, all that good stuff.
Okay.
So, and then as the young ingenue, we have two characters. Liz Herr is Vicky, and our other Vicky is Abigail Herbelsheimer. I always worry about saying that right. But I had a chance to work with several of these kids when I directed at the high school with Jolene Grisecki before. She's our other producer.
Okay.
So the rest of the cast, they play a variety of characters. There's a grandma and grandpa. Nick Serta plays the grandpa. And I have two grandmas. They option off. Hope Bellows is going to be one weekend. And Addie Street is going to be the other weekend.
Okay.
And then I've got two Southern Belles, and one of them is Stacy's daughter.
Oh, really?
Alexandra.
Okay.
And the other one is new to me, but she's been involved in plays with Wee Players and such. And her name's Jillian Howie.
Okay.
And who else am I forgetting?
And then we have the three girls that play Priscilla.
Oh, yeah.
We have
Aspen, Ace, and...
No, Aspen moved to
Tootsie.
Aspen, Stockton, and Adriana are Tootsie. She's an exchange student that has got into theater.
Oh,
this
nice.
Is her second one. And then we had Michaela Nichols and Riley Garrett.
Wow.
And Ace Litzner are the Priscillas.
Yes.
Okay.
And then we have...
What else do we have? One more.
Butcher Boy.
Butcher Boy Bean.
Yes.
And that's going to be Xander Whitford.
All right.
And on the day.
Oh, and then his Jolene is stepping in.
When he has some athletic competitions.
Yes.
So it's a little crazy working around high school.
Yeah, we
schedules.
Were fortunate enough that most of these parts are double cast. We had a lot of students come out and we didn't have the heart to cut anybody.
Sure.
So
why not? Yeah.
But it actually worked out because some of them had some conflicts.
Okay.
So everybody got a chance.
Excellent. Yeah. That's the way it should be, too.
And we forgot Boggins, played by Daniel Stone.
All right.
He's our hero. So
you can't forget that.
Yep.
All right. So opening night is coming up this Friday night, right?
Yes.
Yes. Wednesday night is dress rehearsal.
Okay.
The box office will be open Wednesday.
All right.
And then Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday, it's open an hour before the performance starts.
All right.
So
and
Friday and Saturday, doors open at 6:30. Box office opens at 6, show starts at 7.
And then the 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th, you got a Thursday that next week.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday again, 7 o'clock, Sundays at 2.
All right. Tickets are available, as you mentioned, at the box office, or they could probably go online too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
TalusBlayers.com.
Very good. Professor, how could you? The teen production by the Talus Bay Players at the Playhouse there on Newman Street in East Talus.
Yes.
And the producer for the show, Stacey Perot, and director Barb Hunter, thanks for joining us on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thank you.